Okay, Sarah, you've been focusing on the southern tier, you know, around Manchester and Nashua. Brita, you've been looking at the rest of the state. Is that right?
That's right. And real quick, let me give a quick primer on what hub and spoke is.
So okay.
The plan is that there's one central agency, one hub in every region of the state, and it's the first place to go for help. From there, you'll get evaluated and then guided to whatever treatment and services you need. There'll also be one phone number to call. That's 211 statewide, and one website to get routed to help nearby. And the stakes of getting this to work are pretty high. State officials have been lobbying for years at this point for more money from the federal government to help with the opioid crisis. And this big increase, it finally came through this year, and this is the state's plan to try to use it.
Okay. Is it going to work, I guess, is the big question.
Right. So this plan has the potential to be a big improvement because, as it stands, it's actually really difficult in a lot of places to figure out where to go for medical treatment, where to find counseling, where to find a peer support group, all of these things.
Yeah. And let me jump in here because the stakes are really high, as Brita was saying, but we are still at the very beginning of figuring out how the logistics are going to look. So in a lot of these places, it still doesn't seem like they know where exactly the actual hub will be located. They certainly have some ideas, but don't have it nailed down. And then there's a lot of other basics to figure out, too.
Okay, so there's still us that has to come together. Do you think they're going to be ready in time?
Well, what we're hearing is pretty much yes, that these hubs, these central agencies are committed to having this, the main services in place, even if it's in a temporary space, and so they can have their doors open January 1st. And people involved in getting them set up say there's really two key pieces of this to focus on sort of at the onset here. One is marketing, and then the other thing is care coordination. So the fact that the people at these central agencies will be helping keep patients on track over the long term, working with them not just on medical care, but also with issues like transportation, housing costs, childcare, food stamps. I spoke with Health Commissioner Jeffrey Myers about this, and here's what he says.
That's the piece that these hubs are really going to deliver, that there's a single entity, ultimately, that is responsible to the department for the care coordination of this population.
Okay, so Health Commissioner Jeffrey Myers there, you know, sounding a tone of optimism, but are there some details here that we just don't know yet?
Yeah, so there are still a fair amount of details, as I was saying, and there's also just some skepticism about this plan as a whole.
In what way?
Well, some of it is simply, will this really make a difference? Take Manchester, for instance, and that's really been where people from all over the state have been coming to for services. Manchester and Nashua were hit early and really hard by the opioid crisis. They had to build up their own response network of services from the ground up. And when news of the hub and spoke model arrived this fall, they said, hold on, we don't want to lose the system we've worked so hard to build.
How are they going to do that?
Well, for one, both cities want to keep their safe stations open. So safe stations are the name that people in New Hampshire know as the place to go if you're in a drug crisis. Here's how they work in Manchester. If you want help with addiction, you walk in any time of day or night into a fire station and you ask for help. You get an immediate assessment, and if it's a medical emergency, you go straight to the hospital. But most of the time, you go to Granite Pathways, which is a central agency where you get hooked up with housing and medical and social services, which I know it sounds kind of like a hub and spoke already, which is why the state actually did agree to make the organization called Granite Pathways the official hub in Manchester. So there, not much is going to change, just kind of a ramping up of services.
I know Manchester's Fire Chief Dan Goonan, he's been really, you know, outspoken about safe stations. He's obviously a big believer in it. What's he say?
Yeah, I spoke to him last week, and he said if there's, you know, one thing he's learned from safe stations in these last couple years, one thing that could be really important for hub and spokes that are developing elsewhere, it's that timing and coordination are everything. Withdrawal from opioids is so intense. People get so dope sick that if they're not shepherded through every step of the process from one spoke to the next, they often fall through the cracks.
They can tell you specifically when they're going to be dope sick. And if you can't help them through that, they're going to end up in a park trying to get better. We need people to get in, get assessed, possibly get some medical assisted treatment, or at least be able to make that pivot a lot quicker.
And that's really the hope in Manchester, to keep services as they are with the addition of more funding and more staff to make those pivots quicker.
How does this compare to what you're hearing elsewhere in the state, Brita?
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, just like in Manchester, sort of every community has developed their own network between organizations to deal with this crisis. I took a trip up to Laconia, where there's a recovery organization called Navigating Recovery that's really taken the lead there and works very closely with the local hospital and others. The head of that organization told me that her biggest concern is something that's really actually not directly addressed by this new plan, at least in the short term, and that's respite beds or housing. At the recovery center, I spoke with a participant named Julie Moulton, who's been clean since April, and here's how she put it.
You can sit in a meeting and see, you know, 20 people at an AA meeting or a smart recovery, and there's only 20 of us that are there when there's a, you know, you can go outside and just see people that are struggling out there.
So she's referring to the homeless population there, and she's saying, even though they have a really strong recovery community sort of hooked up with this recovery center in Laconia, there's still a population of people who don't have cell phones to call 211. And realistically, they won't be able to stay sober, she says, if they don't have a safe, drug-free place to sleep at night. This is something we've been hearing from all over the state. And Commissioner Meyer says the department is focused on it. They are putting money towards housing, but it's just not something that's going to come together here in the short term.
Okay, Brita. Sarah, what questions remain? What are you going to be watching for?
So we'll be looking at that nitty-gritty stuff like data entry that maybe sounds insignificant, but it's actually really important because gathering and tracking data on how people use the hub and spokes, that is going to be essential if we want to understand how to build a system that works. I also think that Nashua is an interesting place to watch because the organization running the hub there in Nashua is the same as in Manchester. But in Manchester, Granite Pathways, they're known and trusted. Chief Goonan told me they play well in the sandbox. But Granite Pathways is totally new to Nashua. And I've been spending some time with the Granite Pathways director for both hubs, Kim Haney. Last week, she presented the hub plan in Nashua to about 50 potential spokes who've been doing this work for years on the ground. And Kim Haney wanted to make it really clear.
Yeah, we don't want to come in and duplicate stuff that other providers are doing and duplicate systems. That just is wasteful when it comes to the funds.
But like in many other parts of the state, people in Nashua are still kind of getting up to speed on who the spokes are going to be and how the money might flow to those spokes from the hub.
What about you, Brita? What are you watching for?
I think it's going to be really interesting to watch the numbers, basically how many people are actually using these new hubs. Several people I spoke with said that's sort of the million-dollar question here. They have no idea if they're going to get a big onslaught right away or if people just really start trickling in. And then, of course, another question is just long-term sustainability. The federal funds that's supporting this, they're only guaranteed for 2 years. And Commissioner Meyer says he doesn't see them going away, but in order to keep the money coming, they're going to have to show that this plan is really working.
All right. NHPR's Brita Green and Sarah Gibson will be watching, of course, for the rollout of this hub and spoke model in the beginning of January. Brita, Sarah, thanks so much.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks.
It's Morning Edition from NHPR.